Simon Garfunkel and Mrs. Robinson. It's almost 8 minutes to eight. A very good morning. It's Joe with you until nine, ahead of Paul Ross. And it's time for my guest of the day this morning, who is William Harmsworth. He's a Rotary member and lives in Newdigate. Rotarian, I think, is what we'd say. Rotary International have been the primary mover with regard to the eradication of polio worldwide, with pockets of this dreadful disease remaining in four countries. They've organised a number of immunisation days in a variety of countries to ensure the eradication programme continues. Once immunised, the child has a finger dipped in a purple dye to identify that it has been immunised. And as part of the Rotary End Polio Now initiative, Rotary in Great Britain and Ireland have organised a massive crocus planting event called Purple Pinky, Focus on the Crocus. William joins me in the studio to talk a bit more about this, and we will focus on the crocus ourselves in due course. But first, it was nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Joe. Yes, you're welcome.
Good, good. You've brought moral support, I see. You've got someone else with you in the studio, but we're not going to mention them, because I've promised I'm not going to drag your good lady wife on day. The producer's made some sort of promise on my behalf, so I won't drag. But nice to have her with us as well. So you hail from Newdigate. Have you lived there long?
I've lived in Newdigate for 23 years. Prior to that, born and bred in Redhill and Reigate, schooled locally, and moved down the A23 to Brighton, did my degree in engineering, but I've always worked away until probably the last 10 years, 10 to 15 years.
Okay, so you've got strong roots to the southeast of Britain, but you've been around, when you say worked away, you've been around the world, have you, in engineering?
I've worked in Brazil, Australia, Russia, Poland, Spain.
Wow.
To name but a few countries.
Well, if you had to settle anywhere else apart from in the southeast of England, which of those countries do you think you'd have picked?
Brazil was an exciting country. Vibrant. People are very, very friendly indeed. I really did find working with them most exciting. The most challenging was when I was working in Moscow.
Really?
Yes.
Not so friendly there?
Interesting. Very demanding.
Okay. So that's because you coming in as I suppose you'd be an expert in engineering from outside, people can react in different ways to that, can't they? Someone coming along and saying, why don't we do it like this? Why don't we do it like that? And the Brazilians are quite open, were they?
Oh, yes. Yes. I found the Brazilians most resourceful and flexible in what they wanted. And if you had some good ideas, and when working with them, they work very much as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas certainly working towards the east in Moscow and that surrounding area, they knew exactly what they wanted and they demanded it accordingly.
Yes, and if you came in with a different idea, then it was like trying to move stone. Almost.
Indeed, yes.
I can imagine. And why engineering? How did you end up in
it? My father was an engineer.
Okay.
Ran his own engineering business in Hawley for years. So I grew up in an engineering environment.
And you embraced that? There was no pressure to sort of follow in your father's footsteps? Or maybe there was.
A certain amount of pressure, because at one point I wanted to actually be a chef. That was my desire at the age of 16, to be a chef. But in fact, my father persuaded me there's more money in engineering.
Okay, and maybe your dad was right. But do you still do cooking?
Yes, oh yes, passionately.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. And well, now, what about being a Rotarian? Because I say we'll focus on the crocus and talk about polio probably after 8 o'clock. But how and why did you get involved in that? Because it must be difficult to have been a Rotarian if you were going around the world. So presumably this is post-travelling you got involved, isn't
it? No. I actually became a Rotarian 14 years ago and joined a club in Reigate. In fact, we meet at breakfast time. 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning at Reigate Manor Hotel, and we are a young, vibrant club, both men and women. And during the 14 years that I've been with the club, so I've been able to mix work and my Rotary work together, because being a Rotarian, you are a member of Rotary worldwide. There are 1.2 million Rotarians throughout the world.
Really? Wow.
And you can go to any Rotary club in the world and just join them in their activities, which I actually did when certainly in Brazil and in Moscow. I went to the first Rotary club to be formed in Russia after the fall of communism.
Wow, that must have been exciting.
It was a very interesting meeting. Very interesting, because everything obviously is conducted in Russian.
Yes.
But the format of the meeting are fully understood.
Okay. So the procedures the same?
The procedures are very similar throughout the world. Yes.